2, The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hey, come on in. This is the passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To join the show or have a question for Dr. Mike, youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Want to say hi to our new affiliate on the Radio MD Network, the Radio MD family, WTIS in Tampa, Florida. See, I have such terrible writing, Mike. Do you have that again? Is it WTIS?
Yes.
WTIS, okay. In Tampa. Inspirational Talk Radio in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to the Radio MD family, where you can listen to a lot of great, terrific informational shows on the Radio MD network, including this one, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. 11:10 a.m. in Tampa, Florida, WTIS. At 34.
I also want to say hello to someone recovering. That is Richard Lowry, who's getting over some surgery. So, Richard, congratulations for getting up and getting around.
Good. Great deal. Keep it going. Hey, at 34 past the hour, straight talk from the docs with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's the agenda today?
Well, you know, Botox is getting like spam. You can use it for anything. And there's some important things, new uses for Botox that have very strong implications for difference and different understandings of disease. And so we'll talk about those. And the second thing is shaving it off a good way of getting rid of basal cell carcinoma, that is of the skin cancer. And the answer will be a surprising yes, and we'll find out how to do that. It isn't just any shaving. You actually need professional shaving.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds kind of gross. Ugh. Shaving off a mole or something?
You're going to have to
listen. I'll have to listen, right? You're learning the business well, my friend. You're learning to tease the stories. That's a good thing. Keep people listening. That's what it's all about. So that's straight talk from the docs at 34 past the hour.
And having fun and learning by
absolutely. Listening. That's why I come in every week to learn something as well, because I'm a listener as well, and I learn a lot from this every week, as do our listeners, I am sure. You wanted to talk about BPA and BPS and a follow-up on a story we seem to talk about a lot.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is the NIH, National Institute of Health, after the warning by Duke last week, Duke came out with a study, that is some researchers at Duke published a study that showed that BPA changed the gene function in a brain, that is in young children's brains, which left them less able to create memories. That is, one of the ways we create memories is growing connections. And this gene, by inhibiting this gene's function, you decrease that function. And that was done with too much BPA. And they cautioned about plastic bottles and baby bottles. And, of course, we said, you know, that isn't the major way you get BPA or that we get BPA. It's from these thermal receipts. And that BPS and BPA were both there. And I learned an extra place. I asked the airline where the receipts came from. You know, you get those thermal tickets when you go to the airline counter, and also the baggage tags.
Right.
And almost all of those are BPS. And it turns out that NIH issued a warning about both BPA and BPS, saying we have so much in society now that they said if you don't need to touch these receipts, don't touch them. That it is, they look like some of it is absorbed through the skin. Maybe 10% of what you get on your skin is absorbed, so don't touch these things. If you don't need it, don't get a receipt if there isn't a reason for it. And before you eat food, certainly wash your hands after you touch one of these receipts. And obviously, you go in the airline and you, if you will, use your ticket to get on. So you've touched the damn ticket all over, and it's just loaded with the BPS and BPS now. And then you might have a snack, you know, you might have peanuts, okay, or you might have packed the sandwich for yourself. Well, make sure you wash your hands between the time you have touched your ticket and actually eating food, because that's a huge way you absorb BPS and BPA. And it's not just the kid's intelligence, it changes the growth of your neurons and your memory function in your brain.
I was going to say, if you touch one of these register receipts, cash receipts, even like you said, to these tickets at the airports, you touch the ticket or the receipt and you put your hands in your mouth, that's what happens in your body? That's what's affecting
your
body?
That's how you get it into your body, yeah, and it stays there for a long time. Hmm. So the key is, don't, in fact, how do I say it? If you don't need the receipt, don't get it. And no matter what you do, wash right before you eat anything.
There ought to be a massive campaign to stop these people to make or register receipts from using this.
Well, it's actually interesting that the substitute for BPA was BPS.
Yeah, right.
And it looks like it's just as bad.
Yeah.
There aren't enough studies, but in the one study that's been done, it's just as bad as the BPA.
No, not good. Not good. We had a listener email, I understand, wanting to know about vitamins, and apparently testing levels in certain vitamins is extremely expensive. With that in mind, what vitamins would you recommend taking?
Well, it's pretty easy. What you want to do is get half of a multivitamin every day, and half of a multivitamin twice a day, plus extra amounts of vitamin D3, because most that is in the multivitamin isn't adequate. So how do you choose a multivitamin? Well, the one-a-day brand, if you can get one that you can break in half, is fine. Or the, if you will, the Walgreens Men Over 50, or the Costco Men Over 50. Those are the standard. But what you want to do is get 100% of the daily value of everything, with a little more B12 than that, and make sure you don't get more than 3,500 international units of vitamin A. And that's basically it, plus 1,000 international units of vitamin D3. So the only one I would say you have to have measured, and that's if you're over the age of 60, is get your vitamin D level measured once. If it is after you've been taking the vitamin D, 1,000 international units for 3 months, if your vitamin D level is still low, then go to 2,000 and get it measured again in 3 months. So you see where you are. Because some people malabsorb vitamin D3. That's the only way I know of checking this without getting a very expensive vitamin panel. So some people would say, well, you should get once every 5 years, you get your vitamin D3 and your B12, and if they aren't normal, get more to get them normal, and then take half of a multivitamin twice a day, plus 1,000 international units of vitamin D3 as an insurance policy against an imperfect diet. And you know I also take, if you will, DHA 900 milligrams a day and purified omega-7 420 milligrams a day, plus a probiotic, and those are the other things I take routinely. So plus 2 baby aspirin and a little calcium, meaning not much calcium. Well, so if that's unclear, write us again. Go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say, and thank you for the email again, obviously. And if you have any further questions, I was going to just plug the email address. And that's udocs@gmail.com, youdocs @gmail.com for any information on what Dr. Mike just talked about or another question that you may have. We are eating fewer calories, but we're getting fatter. How can that be? And the CDC is warning health officials of a deadly new virus. Some of the top medical stories of the week, Dr. Mike will cover. Coming up, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Yeah. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. October 8th through the 14th is National Fire Prevention Week, a great time to brush up on fire safety skills. We've all heard of stop, drop, and roll, but there's also the first up, last out rule. This method was developed after studies revealed that children don't always wake up when a fire alarm sounds. Even if they do, they are often disoriented and confused by the noise and commotion. Under these circumstances, children may decide it's safer to hide under the bed or in a closet than venture out into the darkness and smoke. First up, last out aims to avoid that situation. When a smoke alarm goes off, the first person up, usually an adult, is responsible for finding and ushering everyone out of the house. So while a working smoke detector more than doubles your chance of surviving a fire, it is also important to ensure that no one gets left behind. And for more information on children's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
Miss a show, miss a segment, miss a guest, miss a topic, RadioMD.com. At your leisure, RadioMD.com. We're brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. Dr. Arthur Perry at 34 past the hour. How is it we're eating fewer calories but getting fatter? Does that make sense? Doesn't make sense, Dr. Mike. What's up
with
this?
Well, from 1984 to 2004, we started eating about 315 calories more per day. And since then, the surveys have said we're eating 71 less calories a day. Yet women are staying as obese as they were, and men are getting more obese. And we report we're actually increasing physical activity 1% per year. So something doesn't make sense. So either the survey is wrong, or we will soon see a downturn in the obesity rates, or there's something else going on that we don't understand. But in fact, we really don't understand why this is happening, if you will, or what the discrepancy is. People think that it's maybe people aren't telling the truth on what they're fully eating in these surveys.
I would tend to believe that. I would tend to believe that above everything else. They're really not being totally honest on what they're eating.
It is the national health and, if you will, the National Health and Nutrition Survey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would
so
be.
This is a survey that's done every couple of years. It's routine, and it asks the questions of a large enough number of people that I wouldn't expect there to be, if you will, an increase in discrepancies from the two years previous. That is, I don't think people are now lying about it where they didn't lie about it before, unless they're trying to be more socially acceptable, meaning saying I'm eating healthier now when they really aren't.
Yeah, something doesn't make sense. This makes sense to you this weekend, beginning this weekend in New York City. Places, fast food restaurants, the donut place, the big donut place, the big Big Mac place, they will no longer put sugar in your coffee over 16 ounces. You can do it yourself, and you can add as much sugar as you want. Does that make sense to you? I mean, with anything over 6 ounces, somebody behind the counter won't put the sugar in for you. But you can go over to the counter, put as much sugar in it as you want. Do you get the logic with that?
Yeah, I actually hope that it really gets reality, because what they're saying is very, very important. That is, what they're saying is, we can't do this for you because it's banned. And why is it banned? Because it's not healthy for you. That's why Mayor Bloomberg banned it. So there's a real reason for it being banned. And so you're saying, well, if someone else is telling me that it's bad, and it's actually a regulation, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe there's a reason behind it, and maybe look it up. So I actually am much more positive about this than you are, Joe.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I mean, if you're not getting it from the barista, you'd go over to the... I guess it's a conditioning thing. I don't know what to think
well,
about
hopefully
it.
Hopefully you won't go over. Hopefully you'll say, hey, if someone else is telling me I shouldn't be doing it, maybe I shouldn't be doing it.
What if somebody wants a little sweetness in their coffee, though? You have an alternative?
Well, the sugar substitutes are, it seems they're much healthier for you. Remember, what a high blood sugar does is it not only satisfies your hunger over time, it releases dopamine and it gets you addicted to sugar. So you end up addicted to it. But what a high blood sugar does is it changes your proteins. So hemoglobin A1C is the measure of type 2 diabetes that we do. And why do we measure that way? Because it's a protein change, hemoglobin with the sugar in the A1C position. No reason to know that other than all it means is the hemoglobin has a sugar on it, which causes the hemoglobin to not release oxygen, to be a dysfunctional protein. And that's what it does to a lot of proteins. The key proteins it does it to are ones that are lining your arteries that hold the cells together. And when it gets on those cells, which it does, it causes that grout between the cells that holds those cells together to be dysfunctional grout. So you end up with holes there. But you don't allow yourself holes there. You repair those holes, and you put in cholesterol as the repair. Well, that's where you get atherosclerosis or hardening of the arteries, and that's why diabetics and diabetics with hypertension get it, because the blood pressure comes down on the weakened grout, bango, causes a hole in it. You repair it with that cholesterol, and that's the start of atherosclerosis. And over years, the inflammation behind it that saturated fat and trans fats cause, they stimulate those genes for inflammation. Those things build up plaque, and over years, that's how you get hardening of the arteries. That's how you get memory dysfunction. That's how you get impotence. That's how you get wrinkles. That's how you get heart attacks and strokes.
What if they just took restaurant?
So it all started with sugar.
Yeah. What if they
That's why the sugar ban.
It isn't just
calories. It isn't just obesity. It's because it actually causes a problem.
Well, it's not a ban because it's still in the store. Why don't they just take the sugar out of the store and not have sugar available at all?
Well, I think Mayor Bloomberg, you know, there is a use for small amounts of sugar.
Well, okay.
We use it for an essential piece of nutrition. So there is an important point to having a little sugar, but not very much.
All right, okay. The CDC is warning health officials of a deadly new virus. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, there are two CDC warnings. We covered one of them, CPE, carbapenem resistant enterobacteria. And these are bacteria that seem to be resistant to almost every antibiotic we have. And so that's why they're a danger, if you will. And they're showing up in hospitals and nursing homes across the country. They're killing 50% of the people who, in fact, get them. That's a huge, humongous problem. 50%, if you will, dying from this, if you will, this bacteria if you get an illness from it. And the problem is that this bacteria has learned how to pass on this resistance to antibiotics to other bacteria. And so we've got to isolate that, and that's why we're trying so hard, and the CDC has put out this warning to isolate it. Well, they also had a warning about a deadly new virus. It's only sickened 14 people, but it's killed 8 of them. The infection has started in the Mideast and has moved to Great Britain. It's a coronavirus. It's the same family of viruses as the common cold and the deadly outbreak of SARS that occurred in Asia in 2003. So it's not the SARS virus. It's similar to those found in bats. And it is, if you get a low respiratory illness within 10 days of coming back from the Arabian Peninsula or neighboring countries, you should be evaluated. It's a severe acute respiratory illness with fever, cough, shortness of breath, and immediately get treatment, supportive care, oxygen, and even the antivirals appear to help with this. But it is a virus that is very strong, and if you don't get help from it, it can kill you pretty fast.
All right, coming up right after the break.
So if you come back from the Arabian Peninsula with this, take heed.
All right, very good. Thank you, Dr. Mike. Up after the break, it's called Straight Talk from the Docs. Joining us will be Dr. Arthur Perry and Dr. Mike Royson. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. And don't forget another Real Age tip before the end of the show and end of the hour here today. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Stay well.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute. Education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And it's good to have the renowned plastic surgeon, the wonderful, brilliant, in fact, I think, Arthur Perry on the show. Arthur, I'm going to ask you a question to start with. If you were doing running, you were training for a race, let's just say a 5K, and you were running with regular cross-country shoes, if you will, cross-training shoes, and you went to these new barefoot-style minimalist shoes. I don't know if you've seen them. They've been on all the programs. Dr. Oz runs with them now. What do you think would happen to your feet? Do you think they'd get better or worse?
Ooh, that's a tough question, Mike. Well,
the study, they really did a randomized controlled study with 36 experienced runners. So we can answer the question, but I wanted your opinion beforehand.
Well, I mean, it certainly makes sense that that if we weren't wearing these artificial things on our feet, we'd probably be better off. So if a shoe were shaped more like a foot, like those that you're talking about, I would think it would be better, but this being a trick question, it's probably not.
Well, you're right, it's not. These people, the 36 people, completed baseline scans, MRIs, magnetic resonance images of their feet and lower legs and knees. And then all subjects started with normal feet and lower legs, and they were people who had normally run 15 to 30 miles per week. Half continued running as they were with the same running shoes they had, and half were given barefoot-style minimalist shoes, the five-finger ones, free, and were asked to run with those. After 10-week follow-up, MRI was conducted. More than half of those wearing the minimalist shoes began showing early signs of bone injuries in their feet. The most common injury was bone marrow edema and accumulation of fluid in their foot bones. Almost all runners in the minimalist shoes were spontaneously running fewer miles at the end, assuming because their feet hurt. So if you're interested in trying minimalist shoes, you should transition very slowly, be very cautious, and you might think about getting an MRI and seeing after, if you will, just 10 weeks, do you have new injuries that say you shouldn't be one of those using the new shoes. I can't wait to actually send this to Mehmet. In any case, Arthur,
he's already limping,
you had some great studies on, if you will, I wouldn't call it minimalist shoes. I would call it on minimalist ways of getting rid of basal skin cancer.
You know, Mike, basal cell carcinomas are the most common cancer of them all. Fortunately, they are fairly benign, which sounds funny considering they're a cancer. But they're a cancer that virtually never spreads anywhere else. So they're a local problem. And they're a problem for many, many people. As you get older, you have a much more likely chance of getting a basal cell carcinoma. What do they look like? They come in all shapes and forms. They come like nodules or ulcers. But a lot of them that are very confusing to people are just, they look like excoriations on your skin. They itch a little bit. They're flaky. Sometimes it breaks open as a little wound that heals and then breaks open again a month later. And Mike, it's amazing, but people tend to ignore these things for years and years. Now, if they're on your back, probably doesn't make much of a difference if you take care of it this week or 2 months from now. But certainly it does make a difference if it's on your nose or your eyelid or someplace that's critical with your appearance.
Well, so even if it plastic doesn't, certain, can't these cause real problems?
Well,
it's not just an appearance problem. This is a serious medical problem that can kill you, right?
In an extreme situation, yes. Yes, it can. I actually do have a patient who has a very invasive basal cell carcinoma in his nose, and it's been an awful problem. So yes, you're correct. They can be potentially deadly, but 99.9 greater than that percent of people, they're really just a nuisance. They're a nuisance that have to be taken care of, and they have to be excised for the most part. But there's a lot of people that just don't want to go in and have an excision, Mike, like yourself. You probably wouldn't want me to numb you up and take out a little bit of your skin and put some stitches in and keep you off the squash courts for 3 weeks, because that's what is required after we do a surgical procedure. So wouldn't it be nice if you could have maybe just a shave of these things?
What do you mean by a shave? Nice. I take my razor and I shave it?
Almost. Well, you need a good eye, and it should not be you treating yourself. You know what they say about doctors who treat themselves as patients. We don't want that. But a plastic surgeon or a dermatologist can, usually with a little bit of magnification, numb up the area and then shave the thing, I like to call it a thing, the thing off with a scalpel. Now, we thought that was not a good way to do this. There are other good ways to do this, Mike.
Whoa. When you say shave, how deep are you going with this razor? And why do you need to numb it up? How painful is this? And is there pain afterwards? Is it just as much pain or not as much pain?
Well, no one's taking to me
without the email line is lighting up. People are saying, what do you mean shave? Can I take my razor and shave?
Yeah, no, no, no. We're not shaving it off. And by the way, this is not like seborrheic keratosis, rather, which is something that is very superficial and you can almost take off with your fingernail. Not so with this. Don't do that. This is something that a doctor needs to numb you up. If you didn't get numbed up, Mike, actually, I think that's outlawed by the Geneva Convention. You need to be numbed up. It would hurt. I can't imagine
it hurts that much.
Having this. Oh, yes. You know, there are some brave people that don't take lidocaine with dental work. Don't do it with this. Take it, get it numbed up, because there's nothing wrong with a little local anesthetic. We numb it up and we shave it. And you ask me what level. We can actually see that as a surgeon. It's usually the mid-dermis level. That's what we're talking about, mid-skin level. But with a pretty good accuracy, and that's what this particular study came out and showed, with a pretty good accuracy, we can shave these basal cell carcinomas and have them not come back. We look. We have to see and feel. And it's something, it's a skill, just like the skills you developed as an internist.
How many millimeters are you taking off of my skin? Are you getting to the second layer, or is it just superficial?
Yes. No, no, it's not just the epidermis. It is into the dermis. And so it depends on what part of the body, Mike. The dermis will be anywhere from 1 or so millimeter thick to about 10 millimeters thick, which is a quarter of an inch, on your back. So it depends on the depth of
it. But at least it isn't through the dermis, so it will regrow with less of a scar. Is that right?
That's correct, as long as it is superficial. Now, there are cases often where the basal cell has been neglected. So if you've had it for a few years, it could go through the skin, and then this technique does not apply. This is only for superficial basal cell carcinomas. That means if you get them early, and that's why it's a good idea if you've got very light skin, if you've had one basal cell carcinoma, if you've got splotchy reddish pigmentation of your skin and you see all these little veins on your skin, then you'll want to see your dermatologist about every 6 months. And that's where this particular technique can come in handy, because they can now shave these things with a great accuracy, Mike.
And how good are these cameras? When we come back, we're going to talk about Botox's other uses. But I also want to ask you, how good are the camera pictures that will show skin cancers versus non-skin cancers? I guess they've got them for moles now, but do we have anything like that for squamous cell or for basal cell or for anything else? We'll be right back on Absolutely. You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Thank you for listening. Keep sending your email questions to us. I'll try and get to them and rephrase them, if you will, to get some of them combined. We're covering them with Dr. Arthur Perry on You, the Owner's Manual radio show.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
So, Arthur, when we went to break, after talking about you can shave these off, not you, but your doctor can shave off the lesions, we also wanted to say, should you take pictures of these lesions? And if you will, can you, by shaving those off or by taking pictures of them, send those pictures to your doc and he be able to tell if it's a cancer or not? Or should you send it for a second opinion? Or how do you do this?
Well, Mike, you're talking about something new in plastic surgery and dermatology. It's called dermoscopy. Derm meaning skin and scope, of course. You know, it's a scope. It's a camera that magnifies. And dermoscopy is something that dermatologists, and just in the last few years, have begun integrating into their practices. And plastic surgeons aren't quite there yet, Mike. I'm doing it, but I do know that most plastic surgeons are not doing dermoscopy. It's a pretty cool thing because what it is, it's a method of magnifying the skin. So we can actually use like a microscope on intact skin. We don't need to, you know, take a piece of it and look under the microscope. We're looking at the skin. Now, it's been used mostly to distinguish between these pigmented things on the skin, you know, moles or skin cancers, the ones we don't want, melanomas. So when we use these scopes, and they're little handheld things, Mike, I have one attached to my iPhone. Next time we're together, I'll show you this thing. It is the coolest little thing. It integrates with an app, and, you know, you just put it on the skin. It magnifies the skin, and it shows us different features that we can't see with our eyes. So with a mole, for instance, or a melanoma.
So it's almost like a camera that has magnification with it.
That's correct. And polarized light, so it changes light a bit, so it can see through the skin. You can see the colors, the melanin, the brown pigment better, and you can see blood vessels better without reflection off of the skin. So they did this study, and they took a whole bunch of these moles and melanomas, and by sight, just by the dermatologist looking at a pigmented thing, they got it right 74% of the time, just by looking with their bare eyes. But when they used the dermoscope, or dermatoscope, there's a couple names it goes under, they increased their diagnostic accuracy to 90%. So they jumped from 74 to 90% by using the scope, which is really huge. I mean, we're not talking about costing anything. It's not a laboratory test. It's not a biopsy. It's just
how big an increase was it? Say that again. That's amazing.
From 74% accuracy to 90% accuracy with the use of this dermoscope. Yeah,
74 so that's with 90, and that's skilled people. Could an amateur do this? Could I send a picture of this to, in fact, my physician and or my dermatologist and have them do it and cut down on the time? Could you send it to someone who might be able to do this and cut down on the time it's going to take?
Well, I suppose that's not the best way to do things. Of course, we want to be face to face with your doctor. But if you're going to Antarctica next year, Mike, and you're there and you've got this thing growing on your skin, you could take a picture with your dermatoscope and send it to your dermatologist. And yes, they would be able to tell you with pretty good accuracy what it is. So sure, I wouldn't do it yourself though if you're just a patient, a non-medical person. And in fact, that's been shown, I think that was covered by the press about a month ago, where these apps are not particularly good for the lay to identify moles and skin cancers. So not doing that, but a trained person with a dermatoscope. And that means you, and that means me, and any physician, and a lot of nurses can use this tool to really improve their accuracy and give a good diagnosis. Now the thing, Mike, with anything, if there's a question, if it's a pigmented thing, it's going to be removed. So we say this, but this is not like biopsying your liver. Even elderly and sickly people can easily tolerate a skin biopsy. So there we want to really know. We don't want to play games. Now, you asked me before about the... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yep.
Go ahead, Mike. Well, the basal cell carcinomas.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, this can be used for virtually anything on the skin. So it was designed for pigmented things, but absolutely we can distinguish between benign things and skin cancers. All these things have a very characteristic appearance under this microscope. And there's these, a whole lingo has come up with the use of dermatoscopes. You know, things like spoke wheels and leaf areas and all this stuff. When we look at things under the microscope, doctors and scientists like to name things after plants and foods, right? So that's what's happened here. But it is very useful for basal cell carcinomas, and all these things have a characteristic appearance. And it's being learned now. It's coming right up through the interns at the Cleveland Clinic. I guarantee when they're on the dermatology rotation, they are learning to use these tools. Has not hit the surgeons yet, but it will very soon.
That's great. Okay. I actually like that. Arthur, we're going to have to take the Botox story about how many other things it can work on for next week, because I want to get the Real Age Tip of the Week in.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
By the way, before we do the Tip of the Week, I should tell our new listeners, because we have a lot of new stations joining in at RadioMD.com or on the Real Station, that if they are, they can always ask us questions at UDOCS, YOUDOCS, @gmail.com. The Real Age Tip of the Week, speedy ways to pull the plug on stress. Stress isn't all bad. In fact, the only time you don't have stress is when you're 6 feet under. Short-term stress can help us meet a deadline, turn a double play, or keep your bumper from getting crumpled. But when stress lingers like week-old leftovers or nags like a two-fold desk, it's time to pull the plug. The more you're stressed, the greater the risk of accidents, infections, arterial aging. It's not the desk or stress that's the trouble. It's your reaction to it. So while we can't stop your boss from sending work to you or make the line at the airport move faster, if only, we can help you learn how to make stress a lot lower toll on you. First, there are three quick things. One, breathe in, lick your lips, and then blow out slowly. The cool air helps you refocus and slows down. Remember to think about the cool air. See if it's cool. Scrunch your face tightly for 15 seconds and then release. Repeat several times. Or third, stop for a second and focus on your breathing. Now look down. See anything moving? Probably not. What you want to do is put your finger on your belly button and feel it move out as you breathe in. And today, that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. And thanks for listening, and thanks, Sonar, for engineering, Arthur and Joe for being here, and our guest, of course, and thank you for listening.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's dherbs.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.